Okay, so this morning we are going to finish what we started last week. And halacha lemaise, can you drink water during davening on Shabbos? So just to reiterate, drinking water before davening, even on Shabbos morning, we paskin lahalacha is not a problem. You don't need kiddush. And we established last week that unlike the various parts in halacha in which you can't eat or drink before a mitzvah, here, probably, the reason is not because you'll eat and you'll forget to do the mitzvah, but rather, we're trying to establish that everything we eat and drink on Shabbos is also lichvot onik Shabbos, not just because we're hungry. And therefore, many chassidim, for reasons beyond me, before they eat a piece of gefilte fish on Shabbos, they say lichvot Shabbos kodesh. I believe it should be lichvot onik Shabbos kodesh. Dr. Daniel, I think that's more accurate, but in any case, they don't know. They don't necessarily hold by the division of the Gra that said anything you do on Friday for Shabbos is Kvot Shabbos and anything you do on Shabbos is Oinik Shabbos. Obviously, Hasidim wouldn't hold by the Gra, and that's a misnomer. So from this perspective, it makes perfect sense that they wouldn't. They would say Lichvot Shabbos and not Lichvot Oinik Shabbos. In any case, that's what Kiddush does. So ultimately, the question is water part of that or not? So if you look on the source sheet, we started last week by saying that the Rambam thinks not. The Gemara says you can drink water before Havdalah, but nothing else. And the Rambam says, Hu adin for Kiddush. And the Rashba and the Rosh disagree, and the Shulchan Aruch indeed paskins, like the Rashba and the Rosh, that you shouldn't drink anything before Kiddush. So Shabbos morning before davening, you can drink water. And then once you finish Shachris, once the Chazan says, Mevarech Tamo Yisrael Bashalom, you have a Chi of Kiddush. Ken Kiddush Be'elo Bemkom Se'uda. And you can't drink until the end of davening. So, outside of the Rambam, you can't. Yes. I'm sorry, that got cut off.
Is it available?
You got cut off. Say again.
Okay. When you people drink coffee before they go to shul, is it permissible?
Again, this is not the topic today, but in my opinion, yes. If it's in order to wake you up for davening, then coffee is okay. A piece of cake and whatnot is be more problematic.
I go by your opinion.
I'm glad you do. I do go by my opinion on this as well. So two people at least listen to me. Make a long story short, gentlemen. You can drink before davening. According to the Rashba and the Rosh, once you daven Shachris, you can't. And according to the Rambam, water is okay. The Rambam says, since the Gemara says it's okay, before Havdalah, the Rambam says that since it's okay before Havdalah, it would be okay before Kiddush. But the Rashba and the Rosh says, no, there's a big difference. Havdalah is after Shabbos, Kiddush is on Shabbos. As we said, Kiddush is to make everything we eat and drink in honor of Shabbos. So therefore, if you drink without Kiddush, you defeat the purpose. But Motzei Shabbos, all you're doing is saying, all right, the sanctified eating is over, and we're going back to the mundane eating. From that perspective, I don't really care if I drink water before Havdalah, because anyway, all I'm doing is making a Havdalah, a distinction between holy eating and non-holy eating. So therefore, it's no big deal if you drink water and you say, this is not holy eating. After all, Shabbos is basically over. So, make a long story short, if you want to drink water during Shachris, during Kriyas HaTorah, after Shachris, the Rambam is someone to rely on. That's number one. Number two, let's talk about eating before Kiddush on a Shabbos morning. We said earlier you can't eat before davening. So therefore, in general, for healthy people, this is irrelevant. But what happens if you have someone that unfortunately is ill, and because he's ill, what happens if indeed you want to eat before Shabbos, on Shabbos morning, before Kiddush? Namely, you have guests coming over at 12 o'clock. Davening's over 10:30. Arthur's hungry. He wants to eat, but he doesn't want to make Kiddush. Can he do that? So the Rambam paskins on this issue, even though he says you can drink water, he says you can't eat without Kiddush on Shabbos morning and Friday night. So the Rambam is very explicit, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way, that even Shabbos morning, you can't go ahead and eat anything before Kiddush. So davening is over. You have to make Kiddush in order to eat. We mentioned the Hasidim earlier. Hasidim are very makel in eating a piece of cake before davening on a Shabbos morning. Not sure why, but I'll tell you what a Hasid once told me, and I have to say, these are one of those rare cases, Arthur, don't get used to this, that I was speechless. Very rare. Okay? I was in a hotel, and hotels, as you know, have a very strict meal policy. You can't eat anytime you want unless you want to order room service and go broke. So, make a long story short, I'm in a hotel for Shabbos, and they say, Yesh kafe ve'uga lifnei ha'tfilah. There's coffee and cake before davening. So I see these Hasidim on Shemaisa with their strimals eating cake. You know, there's a Yiddish saying, midaflept achadishan tung. I'm not going to translate it. And I'm looking and I'm seeing Shabbos morning before Kiddush. And I remember the Shulchan Aruch, v'shelo yitom kodem lo klum, kemo b'kiddush alayla. So I asked one of the Hasidim, what's it based on? And he said, this is the difference between us Hasidim and you Litvakin. You Litvakin, you daven in order to eat. We Hasidim, we eat in order to daven. And Arthur, I was speechless. I was speechless. I thought that was one of the, you know, I could have answered and my answers wouldn't even get close to what he said. So I said speechless. A very interesting something to think about. But even though it's a good answer, the Rambam paskins against this answer, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Who disagrees with the Rambam on this issue? Not surprisingly. No, go back to your yeshiva days. There's a machlokes Rambam and
Ravid.
So in my years, I never knew his name was really Rabad. I thought his name was Ravid. Indeed, like Reish Aleph Yud Bet Dalet. I didn't know that he's from a more Sephardic background. And therefore, it's probably Ra'abad. To make a long story short, the Ravid on the Rambam on this issue, I don't know why, goes ballistic. He goes cynical. He's totally blunt. And he says, Bechaye Roshi. Anyone want to translate those words? Bechaye Roshi, with the health of my head. That's like in modern Hebrew when you wish someone tihiyeli bari, you shall be healthy. Everybody knows you do not mean that. You mean the opposite. He's saying, are you out of your mind? Im misvara, if the Rambam came up with this one on his own, amar lo savar mi yama svara pchuta mizo. This is the worst svara the Rambam can ever say in the history of Rambams. Wow. Shekvar nitkadesh hayom b'knisato al hayayin. Uchshedarshu en le'ayin b'yom inayin z'smachti. Says the Ravid, you already said at the beginning of Shabbos, all the meals I'm going to eat is an honor of Shabbos. So once you did it, you don't have to do it again. Do we have this in halacha and other places? Sukkos. You make a shechiyanu on the first night? Yes, if you made a Shechiyanu, you don't make a Shechiyanu on the first day. You've already said, thank you God for allowing me to arrive at Pesach. You don't go ahead and say it again and again and again every day. And even on Sukkot, where you say a full Hallel every day. And the reason the Gemara gives is because every day's Korbanos are different, so maybe every day's independent. You still don't make a Shechiyanu every day. Only on Shmini Atzeret, which is a regel b'fnei atzmo. So says the Ravid, if the whole reason for Kiddush is that at the beginning of Shabbos, you want to say that all the eatings and the drinkings on this day is in honor of Shabbos? You've already done that. So why can't you eat on Shabbos morning before Kiddush? You've already established that it's in honor of Shabbos. So Kiddush doesn't fulfill any goal if you don't eat or drink on Shabbos morning before Kiddush. So that being the case, why did they say to make Kiddush Shabbos morning? If it's not in order to make all the eatings and the drinkings in honor of Shabbos, so what does Kiddush Shabbos morning do? So explains the Me'iri, and I quote, that you can eat and drink Shabbos morning. Why? Ho'il v'kfar nitkadesh. You've already established that everything I'm going to do these days are indeed in honor of Shabbos. So Rabbeinu David is one of the Rishonim, where we don't have his book, and his Peirush on any other place in Shas. We just have quotes, except for one Masechta, Masechet Pesachim. Masechet Pesachim, Rabbeinu David is there. He is one of the most clearest Rishonim. He is one of the most lumdisha Rishonim I've ever learned. And it's just a pleasure. And it's really Chaval da'avdin delo mishtakchin that we don't have his Peirush on the rest of the Gemara. So he explains to Meiri, or explains this halacha, that you can eat on Shabbos morning because you've already established that all the eatings and the drinkings are in honor of Shabbos. So why did the Chachamim in their right mind make this takona of making Kiddush Shabbos morning? Arthur, you ready for this? And here comes a chumrah. Here's the chumrah. The kula is you can eat. Here comes the chumrah. She'eino kiddush, ela likvah su'udato al hayayin. The takona on Shabbos morning was, you should start the meal with wine. Namely, how do you usually start a meal? In the times of the Gemara, they didn't start a meal with an appetizer. They didn't start a meal with a salad. Okay, they barely had vegetables in most places. How do they start the meal?
Motzi.
With bread. Correct, with a motzi. So what do you do on Shabbos morning to show this day is different from all other days? Yom zeh mechubad mikol hayomim. How do you show it? You start with wine. But it's not in order to make all the eatings and the drinkings in honor of Shabbos. It's in order just to start the meal with wine. So comes a kula and a chumrah from this Rabbeinu David. Here comes the kula. The kula is you can eat and definitely drink before Kiddush on Shabbos morning. But when you start the meal, whenever that might be, 11, 12 o'clock, then you make Kiddush. Okay? That's the kula. The kula, you can eat and drink before Kiddush on Shabbos morning. Now comes the chumrah. What's the chumrah? Anyone? What's the chumrah? The chumrah is that you have to drink wine or grape juice on Shabbos morning before the meal. Not just the mekadesh, the one making Kiddush, but everyone there. Because you have to make this meal to start with wine. If you don't start with wine, you're not fulfilling the takana of the chachamim. So therefore, Friday night, one person can drink the wine, and that's good enough. Because the goal is that he makes a statement, a declaration, that these eatings and drinkings on this day for the next 25 hours is in honor of Shabbos, not just because we're hungry. Shabbos morning, the takana is to start the meal with wine. So if that's the case, it's not good enough that the Mekadesh drinks. Everyone has to drink. So you got a kula and a chumrah. The kula is you can eat and drink before Kiddush. The chumrah, once you start the meal, you have to everyone drink wine. So all those that have alcohol challenges would love this. And all those that don't will hate this. But back to our story. The Rambam said you can drink water before Kiddush, even though he's adamant you can't eat a drink before Kiddush on Shabbos morning. But water's okay. Number two, if you want to disagree with the Rambam, then quite frankly, you have many Rishonim that say you could eat before Kiddush Shabbos morning. So therefore, for sure, water would be okay on a Shabbos morning. So even though the Shulchan Aruch says no, you do have Rishonim that say yes. More than that, the Magen Avraham, if you look on the bottom here, says like this. On Friday night, if you don't have wine, but someone's going to come with wine in an hour, you wait. You wait at least until Chatzot Halayla. That's a pretty big chumrah. But Shabbos morning, if you know someone's going to come with wine, you don't have to wait. Why? Because you have so many Rishonim that say you can eat and drink before Kiddush. So when the wine comes, you make Kiddush and you'll have your meal. So that's the case, kol shekein, in my opinion, you can drink water on Shabbos morning during davening. Because number one, the Rambam says it's okay anyway. And he's the one that says you can't eat and drink before davening. And number two, even if you disagree with the Rambam, yeah, many Rishonim that say you can even eat before Kiddush. So for sure, you can drink before Kiddush and water, which as we said last week, is on such a low level. You only make a bracha when you actually enjoy the water. And you can't even make Kiddush on it, as opposed to every other beverage in the world. So from this perspective, you have two reasons to be makel. One, the Rambam that says you can drink water before davening. And number two, Rishonim that say you can even eat before Kiddush on Shabbos morning. So Rambam, you can drink water before Kiddush. And two, other Rishonim that say you can even eat before Kiddush. Number three, do you need Kiddush for a sick person? So let's assume you want to be Machmir, Arthur. You're not going to drink before Kiddush. You're not going to eat before Kiddush. But unfortunately, Corona and whatnot, the doctor says you have to take a pill at 8 o'clock in the morning every day. And the pill has to be with food. And food means real food. The halacha is you listen to the doctor. That's fine. Now Arthur says, I listened to the doctor, finished with medical. Now starts my halachic problem. Do I have to make Kiddush? I'm really eating here. This is not just water. Do I have to make Kiddush? Yes or no? So comes along the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim says, Mishu utar lo le'echol v'lishtot kodem tefila, kegon shehu l'refua, pashut t'tzarich l'kadesh mitchila. So comes along the Chafetz Chaim and says, yes, if you have to eat before davening, for medical reasons, you have to make Kiddush. And comes Rav Moshe Feinstein, and this is a fascinating tshuva of Rav Moshe. Because Rav Moshe says, in a very nice way, that in his humble opinion, you don't have to go ahead and make Kiddush Shabbos morning if you're eating for medical purposes. But what can I do, says Rav Moshe, the Chafetz Chaim paskened against me, and therefore I paskened like the Chafetz Chaim. So first of all, you see how humble Rav Moshe was. Even though he thinks otherwise, and the Chafetz Chaim, the Chafetz Chaim, the Mishnah Berura, was not ancient history. We're talking about his generation. He lived in the 20th century, and so did the Chafetz Chaim. He says, Kfar Horazakein, what can I do? He paskened this way, and we're stuck. So beautiful, humble Rav Moshe. Number two. Rav Moshe himself thinks you don't have to, and listen to the reasons, and I quote, look at the green. Rav Moshe says something, in my opinion, fascinating. What is he saying? If you have to eat on Yom Kippur, do you have to make Kiddush first? Now, what do you say, gentlemen? If you have to eat on Yom Kippur for medical reasons, do you have to make Kiddush because Yom Kippur's a Yontiv? We said Shechiyonu at the beginning of it. It's Shabbat Shabbaton. It's like a Shabbos. Do you make Kiddush?
Yes.
Who says yes? Alex, explain.
I don't know how to explain it, but you're supposed to.
The answer is you probably don't have to. No, the answer is you don't have to. There's this famous story of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that during the cholera pandemic, which was the former pandemic before the Spanish flu, he made Kiddush on Yom Kippur and ate in shul to tell everyone they have to eat. Now, that's a fascinating story in many ways, but the Kiddush part is the one I want to attack. I don't understand why. If it's a day in which we have to fast, the Chachamim never made a takana that you have to make Kiddush. It's a day that 98-99% of your life you're going to fast. So, of course, they didn't make a takana to make Kiddush. Says Rav Moshe, the same would apply here. The Chachamim made a takana to make Kiddush on Shabbos morning when you're going to eat. No one eats before davening, Rav Moshe, Litvak. And therefore, there was never a takana to make Kiddush before davening. So when you, for medical purposes, have to eat, that's not part of the takana of Kiddush. Because people don't eat then. But Rav Moshe himself says, what am I going to do? The Chafetz Chaim, the Mishnah Brura, Rav Yisrael Meir from Radin, whatever name you know him by, paskin otherwise, I'm not going to paskin against him. But what Rav Moshe doesn't want to paskin, who does paskin? Another great posek of the 20th century into the 21st, Rav Ovadia Yosef. And word for word, Rav Ovadia says, שבכלל לא תקנו חכמים לקדש, אלא דווקא אחר תפילת שחרית. כדרך רוב העולם, שסועדים את ליבם אחר התפילה, ולא חילקו בין חולה לבריא. הלכך, גם החול אינו מקדש קודם תפילת שחרית, ורשאי לאכול בלי קידוש. Says, Rav Ovadia Yosef, in a very simple way, that because people don't eat before davening, there's never a takana to make kiddush before davening. And therefore, the takana of kiddush will begin when most people eat their meal. When do most people eat their meal? After Musaf on Shabbos. So after Musaf, don't eat, don't drink, follow the Shulchan Aruch and make kiddush. But before Musaf, if you have to eat for medical purposes, you don't make kiddush. So now, I'm going to add in, and if you drink during davening water, for sure you don't have to make kiddush. Because Rav Ovadia, together with the Pischei Tshuva Paskins, that they never made a takana until the time you're about to eat. And that's very logical based on what we said. What's the reason for kiddush on Shabbos morning? To start the meal with wine. You're not about to eat in the middle of shul. No one's about to start a kiddush club in the middle of shul. Where is Arthur? Arthur, don't get ideas. No kiddush club in the middle of shul. Chas v'shalom. So because you're not about to open a whole table in the middle of shul between Shachris and Musaf, that's not a time the Chachamim made a takana to make kiddush. Just like on Yom Kippur, they never made a takana to make kiddush. If you have to eat, or in this case, drink water, hydrate yourself, that's not part of the takana of kiddush. The kiddush, it's when you're about to eat, start the meal with wine. You're not about to eat now. You're about to do Kriyas HaTorah, Mishneh Berach. You're about to fall asleep during the rabbi's sermon, then you're about to daven Musaf, and then you're going to sing Kvodo Malayolam, and then until that is over, you're not planning to eat. Once Musaf is over, then you're planning to eat. That's when the Chiyuv Kiddush begins. So gentlemen, we have three reasons to be mekel on water on Shabbos morning. Number one, the Rambam allows drinking water before Kiddush. Number two, there's many Rishonim that allow eating before Kiddush. And number three, there's many poskim that say that the takana of kiddush doesn't begin until the Jewish people are about to eat. And they're not about to eat between Shachris and Musaf. They're about to eat after Musaf. Now I saw Harold Tzvi on this call. Is Harold here? Harold? Maybe not. So Harold, the last.
Yeah.
Good morning, Harold. Harold, the last cheer, I believe you told me that in camp, between Shachris and Musaf, they take a break and they eat breakfast by making kiddush first. Is that correct?
Some camps, yes.
So that would be a situation in which, yes, you're going to eat a meal. The Jewish people are about to eat before Kriyas HaTorah, and then there would be a chi of kiddush. But in a normative shul outside of camp, that wouldn't be the case. Because people don't start a meal between Shachris and Musaf. And the kiddush clubs, we all know, are not legitimate. So therefore, from this perspective, that too would be not an indication that indeed you have to make kiddush. So three reasons to be mekel. Number one, the Rambam that says you can drink water before kiddush and Shabbos morning, just like before Abdullah. Number two, some Rishonim say you can even eat before kiddush. And number three, perhaps that the takana of kiddush didn't begin until the Jewish people are about to eat, which is after Musaf, except for camp. Number four, and this is the last consideration of the day. Let's say on a Shabbos morning, you're not about to eat. You're just going to drink. The doctor says you don't have to eat before davening. You just have to drink and take your pill. Do you have to make kiddush before you drink or not? Namely, I'm not planning to eat. I'm not going to have a mizonos. I'm not even going to have a... I'm just going to have a shahakol, whatever it might be. And yes, don't get ideas that you can drink a whiskey before Musaf and during the Haftorah for various reasons. One of them is you can't daven when you're drunk. Make a long story short, gentlemen. Is this problematic or not? So let's see. The Igros Moshe says, and remember, Rav Moshe Feinstein was the one that said, and I quote, you have to make kiddush if you're going to eat for medical purposes before davening. But on this issue of drinking only, he says, and I quote, "V'im sagilo b'mizonot mevushalim shebishum ofen einam bedin pat lo yekadesh." Says Rav Moshe Feinstein that if it's good enough for you not to eat something of a mizonot, but rather a shahakol, such as a mizonot that's cooked. Can anyone give me an example of a mizonot that's cooked? Anyone? What's a mizonot that's cooked? So you need a word of explanation here. We have something called bread, or challah, or pita. Everyone knows that's pot. We have something that could be pot. It really depends how you use it. If you use it for a meal, then it's a pot. If you use it as a snack, it's not a pot. That's called pot haba'a bechisnin. Namely, it's grain that became flour that you mixed with water that you baked in the oven, but it really depends how you use it. Say if you're going to eat 25 crackers with cheese on a Friday morning, that's a meal. And therefore, you make a hamotzi. It's acting like a pot. But if you're going to eat the cracker just to dip it in the hummus and walk away once, that's a snack. You make a mizonos. So that's secondary to bread. There's something called pata ba bechisnin. What's pata ba bechisnin, Arthur? There's three pshatim. If you remember this, you'll be able to read the Shulchan Aruch. Because when the Shulchan Aruch brings the three examples, no one knows what he means. So I'm going to make it very clear. Apple pie pshat, cracker pshat, and chocolate cake pshat. You got it? Everyone knows what a cracker is? Pretzel, etc. One pshat. Second pshat, apple pie. What's apple pie? You have dough in the top, dough in the bottom, and a filling in the middle. And number three, you have the chocolate cake. The chocolate cake is no top and bottom. It's one piece. So those are the three pshatim of pata ba bechisnin. So you have real bread, and then you have pata ba bechisnin. But there's a third category that can't even be pot. You know what that's called? Mizonot mevushalin. Can anyone give me an example of mizonot mevushalin?
Pasta.
Pasta! Now, who said pasta? Alex. We're a very Hamish Kola. We don't say pasta here. That's a goyish sprach. We don't talk that. Let's talk Jewish. Okay? Lakshin. Thank you. Now we're going to make it Jewish to the second power. Lakshin Kugel. Okay, you want to be a little Zionistic, say Yerushalmi kugel. Then you got a mizoynus, and you cooked it. And any way you slice it, you don't make hamotzi. It's always going to be a mizoynus la'olam voet. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, if you're going to eat that, or a yogurt, which is definitely a shahakol, you don't have to make kiddush. You only make kiddush when you're about to eat something that is a pot, or could be a pot. Not lakshin minus. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, nimtzabosh bet sveiko. There's two sveikas here. Number one, maybe you don't have to make kiddush before the meal, before the Jewish people eat. And number two, even if you say you do, that's only on something that's pot-oriented. Pot haba bechisnin, and at the very least, if it's less than that, you don't have to. Gentlemen, what's water? Water is pot. Can anyone say you're going to wash on water, make a moitzi? In your right mind, you'd never do that. Well, maybe on Purim, you'll do it when you're drunk. But if you're not drunk, you'd never do that. So therefore, says Rav Moshe, if all you're going to do is drink, says Rav Moshe, and I quote, "Sheyishteach ule mitzad hakiddush davasher asur lo mishum shehu kodem hatfila, kiven sheyoter noteh sheino tzarich lekadesh." So we now have four reasons to be makel on water. Number one, the Rambam says you can drink water during Shabbos morning before Kiddush, just like before Avdallah on Motzei Shabbos. Finished. End of story. Number two, if you want to disagree with the Rambam, then some Rishonim allow eating before Kiddush, so definitely drinking would be okay. Number three, Rav Uvadja and the Pischei Tshuva say, and Rav Moshe says this, but then says, what am I going to do? I'm stuck by the Mishnah Brura. He says that they never made a takana of kiddush until the Jewish people are about to eat, and they're about to eat after Musaf. And number four, if you're only going to drink, namely, your quote-unquote meal doesn't consist of enough to have kiddush b'mkom se'uda, then Rav Moshe says you don't make kiddush. You only make kiddush when you have pata b'bechisnin plus, not when you have lakshin minus. From this perspective, there's four reasons to be makel. So I said last week, I'm going to bring you into a psak laboratory and say, how do we paskin halacha? And on this issue, I personally believe that the idea that you shouldn't drink water during davening on a Shabbos morning, which is long and sometimes hot, even in the winter when you have the heat on, and when you're davening outside, you don't even know what the climate is. It's cold, but your body is not hydrated. I believe that there's no reason to be machmir on water. For the four reasons we said, the Rambam allows it lechatchila. Some Rishonim allow you to eat. Definitely, the svara that there's no takana of kiddush until you're about to eat makes sense. And finally, Rav Moshe says, if you're all going to do is drink or eat something lakshin minus, then you don't have to make kiddush. From these perspectives, I believe that you're allowed to drink water on a Shabbos morning without kiddush. I believe you're allowed to drink water on Shabbos morning without kiddush. And I would even add that maybe if you make kiddush, then it might be a bracha levatola if you're not going to go ahead and eat a mizonos with it. So if you want to be machmir, you can eat a mizonos and make kiddush. But I ultimately think you don't have to be machmir. We're talking about a derabanan. You have four new reasons to be mekel. And I believe that on this issue, it's important to look at what the Jewish people have done. And in many Orthodox shuls, where they're machbid on many different things, somehow bar mitzvah boys come up with a bottle of water. I don't remember rabbis coming and saying, usher, don't bring the bottle of water in, except for this particular Zoom I was on that ultimately said it. And I think that's a very good proof that so many Orthodox shuls, this is what's done. And no one said boo. So you found four good reasons here to be mekel, and it goes to establish what's already being done. And therefore, I personally have come to Shabbos morning davening lately with a bottle of water, and I drink it during davening. Up until when? Up until Musaf. Once Musaf hits, I stop. Why? Because according to the ones that say there's no takana of kiddush till the Jewish people eat, that was up until Musaf. But once Musaf hits, that's when all bets are off, and there is a chi of kiddush. So therefore, there's only three reasons to be mekel, not four. And therefore, I stop at the point of Musaf. And that's what I would suggest. Shabbos morning, you should drink during davening. It helps you get through davening healthy.
Is that?
And only, one second. You should drink and only water for the reason of the Rambam that we said at the beginning, that you can drink water and only water. And then you have three other reasons to be mekel. Up until Musaf. Once Musaf hits, you only have three reasons to be mekel, and not four. And therefore, I think up until Musaf. So only water and only up until Musaf. That's the psak halacha I give myself, and that's the one I'm sharing. Yes, someone, Harold, I believe? Yeah.
Okay, so Musaf, you consider Musaf, is that from the Kippurkon or from the Kaddish? What is to consider Musaf?
From the time you start the Tfilas Amidah of Musaf. The reason I say that is as follows.
That's the Kaddish then.
No, so the Kaddish, the Chatzi Kaddish, if you, again, this is talking about 2 minutes. Well, it depends how long the Chazan's going to say Kaddish, but I think that the Kaddish can be interpreted in one of two ways. Chatzi Kaddish is either the end of the former or the beginning of the latter. So anytime you have Kaddish, you have to ask yourself, is a Chatzi Kaddish finishing what we just done or the Hagdamah for what we're about to do? So let's go through davening. When you say Chatzi Kaddish after laning, is it to say, okay, laning's over? Or is it to say the haftorah is about to begin? What do you say? The laning's over, probably. When you say, on the other hand, chatzi kaddish, before baruch hu in the morning, is that to say psukei dezimra is now over? And shachris is about to start? Which one is it? So anytime you have a chatzi kaddish, you have to ask yourself that question. So when you have chatzi kaddish on Shabbos morning before Musaf, is that the indication Shachris is over? Or is that the indication Musaf is about to begin? So I personally mitlabet, and therefore I say for sure when you start the Amidah and onwards, that's when you should stop drinking on Shabbos morning until you make Kiddush. On the other hand, the Chatzi Kaddish, I debate, I'm not so sure, but let's put it this way, Harold. If you're davening in an Israeli shul, I believe that it's not such a big dilemma, simply because we're talking about 2 minutes. If you're davening in a shul with a great chazen, that kaddish can take a good 5 minutes, and therefore maybe it is a dilemma. Any other questions on this issue? So, gentlemen, I believe you saw today one of those examples.
Yeah,
yes,
what,
please.
What is the actual issur of eating before davening?
Eating before davening on a regular day, including Shabbos, is the issur of gaiva. The Gemara says that you shouldn't deal with your own issues before you pray to God for your life. Once you pray to God for your life, then and only then can you take care of your life by virtue of making a living, eating, drinking, etc. So that's the Isser every single day. Lo tochlu al adam is the pasuk the Gemara quotes. So it's a form of gaiva, like I take care of myself and then I'll talk to God. And from this perspective, it's very difficult for many of us because we put on our phones and we see emails and it's very difficult not to answer. So therefore, it's a very difficult Isser. Shabbos morning, we don't have phones and emails, so it's not so difficult. But Shabbos morning too, that Isser is in. The problem, the difference between Shabbos morning and a regular day is that Shacharis usually doesn't take so long on a regular day. But Shabbos, it does take long. And therefore, from this perspective, even if you want to be machmir during the week, I'm not drinking coffee, I think Shabbos morning you can be more makel. So that's the Isser all the time. Shabbos morning, you have an additional monkey wrench of, if you're going to drink and going to eat, then you need to make Kiddush before davening or not. And we saw today the various deyot. So to sum up, I believe you can drink water on a Shabbos morning during davening up until Musaf for four reasons. Number one, the Rambam allows it. Number two, there's many Rishonim that allow eating before Kiddush on Shabbos morning, unlike Friday night. Number three, Rabbi Vadya says that the obligation of Kiddush only begins from Musaf. And number four, Rav Moshe says, if you're only going to drink Lakshin minus, you don't make Kiddush. So therefore, for those four reasons, I believe that up until Musaf, you can drink water on a Shabbos morning. And I believe it's important to stay hydrated on a Shabbos morning. I've seen in shuls where at the Kiddush, after davening, people go right for the whiskey. You know, they're machmir, like we said, like Rabbeinu David. You have to start the meal with wine. So in their minds, wine is like whiskey, even though it's probably not halachically. And they start with the whiskey and another whiskey, and they're totally dry. They're not hydrated. And many of them didn't eat before davening, Baruch Hashem, but they also didn't drink before davening. I'm not so sure the best thing to do to break your fast is to go ahead and drink whiskey. So to make a long story short, I believe that it's important to stay hydrated during davening. Not eating, but definitely drinking and only water. So I say, you can drink water on Shabbos morning up until Musaf. Once Musaf hits, wait till Kiddush. Gentlemen, it was a pleasure. Next week, we are going to deal with the following issue. You see the weather outside. Today, it's like a dead giveaway right now in Efrat that you cannot daven outside. But even when it's not so terrible, but it's freezing, it's cold, it's very uncomfortable. Do you have to daven in a minyan outside when it's uncomfortable? Do you have to do mitzvot when you're uncomfortable? I'm not talking about when you're sick. I'm not talking about when you're dangerously ill. I'm talking about when you're uncomfortable. You're going to daven outside and get a headache. Do you have to daven in a minyan? Yes.
You know, on Sukkot, if it's very cold outside, you're not mekuyev.
So Harold says, there's a din of mitzvah potum in a sukkah. The question is, Harold, does that lend itself to the entire year? Or is that a specific din in Hilchos Sukkah? God willing, next week we will see if indeed Mitzdar Patr Min HaSukkah is limited to Sukkahs, or is it a general rule throughout Halacha? And we'll see many examples of it, and then we'll get into davening, and the basic question we're going to deal with is Kavana versus Minyan. What trumps what? And from this day on, when you say what trumps what, it is no longer a political statement, and I can use that term again. Kavana versus Minyan. What overrides what? Gentlemen, till next week, have a Shabbat Shalom. Take care.